Okay.
Hello there, Gia.
Hello, Keisha.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, you sound very NPR. Hi.
How are you, Gia?
Sweaty
balls.
Would
you like to treat us to a haiku tonight to get things rolling?
I don't have a haiku. I did look up eating crow. I'm not eating crow tonight, but I was eating crow the other day, wasn't I?
Mm-hmm, a little bit.
Yeah. And it's an idiom. It's a colloquialism idiom. Anyway, it's not that interesting. I thought it would be more interesting.
No, I was pretty sure it wouldn't be.
So. Well, it's weird. Like, why wouldn't that be more interesting?
I don't know. How interesting could it be?
Let's see. Well, where would it come from? Where would it come from?
I don't know. Gia.
Like eating crow. Like, who? Nobody eats crow.
Right. Because it seems like it would be a very unpleasant thing to eat, right?
Well, and that's what they say in Wikipedia, you know.
Yeah. All right. Wikipedia, well, if anybody's left, let's shift over to hospital.
Oh, okay. You there, Gia? All right. Okay. Whatever you say. I'm putty in your hands. Whatever you want to do.
No. I just there is quite a lot to cover, and I'll start with the least interesting part. I thought, which was on Tuesday.
Okay.
And they didn't. Luckily, they didn't really carry it over to Wednesday and Thursday, I don't think. But it was the Marshall Portia Stella thing, you know, where Portia's pushing this like genetic counseling.
Pushing genetic counseling, and Stella and Marshall are being cagey.
Well, like,
about it. Why on both fronts? Why?
I think if Portia had approached it differently, like maybe saying, you know, the whole like diagnosis, the whole process of diagnosing somebody with that, you know, now would be different, and maybe they would have come up with a different diagnosis, or maybe his treatment isn't like what it should. I don't know, but it just seems curious that she's pushing it since he's basically fine, right? And not going to have any children anytime soon. Right.
Well, and not Curtis's father. So what does she care?
Yeah. So I don't know.
I mean, I see what she's getting at. It's like, so they diagnosed you as schizophrenic, and yet you've never, other than one time, had any symptoms that relate to being schizophrenic. So, like maybe in the wrong diagnosis, but what does she care? Because it would also appear that you're not Curtis's father.
It all just seems like, I don't know, like it's not that interesting, you know?
It's not. And once again, Stella being cagey, it's like, it's tiresome. It's just tiresome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Stella's like, I'm going to tell the truth no matter what. I can tell it like it is. Tell it like it is. Unless I'm keeping secrets.
Yeah, except when
and
I'm not.
I'm really keeping secrets, you know.
Yeah. But they're all sort of this seeming like these just one note characters, you know.
Yes. I mean, yeah. And what's a synonym for tiresome?
Tedious.
Tedious.
Maybe a little bit.
Tedious. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so that was, you know, as soon as we saw them, we knew it was going to be kind of a snooze fest.
But why Portia is pursuing it after the threat to Trina seems to be quelled or calmed down or whatever.
So it just makes her look suspicious, doesn't it?
Yeah.
To Marshall. I think Marshall's wondering now, like, what's her deal?
Yeah, what's up with her?
And, you know?
Yeah, right. Oh,
just seems like she's being kind of stupid. Yeah,
so, tedious, tiresome storyline.
Yeah, and then you get Curtis and Jordan, like Curtis inviting her to the wedding. That seemed like, you know, does he really think she's going to be delighted by that invitation?
Right.
You know?
Right, like we thought you should be there. It's like, why?
Yeah. There's been nothing but this sort of you know, hostility, this like very thinly veiled hostility.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And Curtis, like turning Curtis into some sort of like caveman patriarch kind of,
yeah,
like my house, I'm protecting Trina, mm-hmm, you know, like left, mm-hmm, like what? That's not who he used to be.
No. Like,
they've changed him.
They have.
I don't like it.
No, and I don't think he would hand deliver an invitation either. I think he might like the old Curtis. You know.
I didn't think about that. Would he hand deliver an invitation?
Well, I think the old Curtis, like if he'd run into her or something, he would have said, "You're welcome to come," you know, or something like that. But it seems like.
But it might be awkward since we used to be married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's all just kind of nonsense, you know.
It really is nonsense for those folks. Yeah.
For those folks. Okay. Yeah. They all have the potential to be more interesting. And then
but
we shift to they're not. Okay. They're not. Because they're not doing anything different ever. It's always the same stuff. And then we have I thought it was funny that Curtis was pressing for information about the investigation.
Mm-hmm.
And Jordan was really tight-lipped, which I kind of respected. I thought there's no reason why she should be telling him stuff.
Sometimes
but then, like,
she's tight-lipped, and sometimes she's like telling people all this shit. And I'm like, what are you?
Well, that's what I thought was funny when she was at Spring Ridge and she's telling Sunny everything.
Yeah, she told Sunny everything today. I was like, what? Yeah. Why? Like, why did Sunny get to hear all this?
Somehow, I think crazy. She feels like he would know anyway, or something. You know, it's like,
maybe, but it was like,
I don't know. It's
you
funny.
Know, yeah.
It's just funny. I thought that was silly.
Okay.
But, and then I was going to say we had also Trina and Rory. And
talk
about
that. Oh,
very
my God.
Flat.
I've been on dates like that. Haven't you been on dates like that?
No, not even. No.
Not even? You no. want it to work and you're like, what? You like foreigner? Like, you're like, okay.
Back to the foreigner, back to the music test. Yeah, that would have been funny because it seemed like the conversation they were having is not a conversation any people their age would have, right?
No, not really. Not really.
It's just like
it's
some
like
of these
what, more adult or something, or
it's
I don't know.
Like not, it's like from a like a Hallmark movie or something. It's so like I don't know. It's contrived or something.
Yeah, they're very stilted together.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I just
at
feel
their
like
age,
the right.
I was very much, okay, even now, I'm very much into like the music test. Like, you like who? Like, what? I'm not even going to talk to you anymore.
Yeah, it's too bad you're not like a Spotify regular because at the end of the year, they sort of give you a list of the people you listen to the most. And that would have been funny to compare notes.
About who I listen to. Well, I get kind of stupid about, like, when I'm, like, looking for stuff to listen to or want to talk to my Google Egg thing that you gave me or whatever, you know, I can't think of shit. I really can't think of shit. I, like, end up going, like, you know, Don Henley or Tom Petty or whatever, you know, like, same shit over and over again, you know.
Yeah.
I've come up with, like, sometimes I just ask for New Orleans music, and that's generally more interesting. But at Trina's age, I would have been very much like what bands do you listen to or what, and what do you read,
like what's the
and what movies do
you
like and what are,
I mean, and then when he's talking about like his nieces and nephews or whatever, like
which
all
is
of
supposed
that
to be endearing.
Like,
I'm still thinking like you're the hook, dude, you're the hook.
That's what everybody's thinking now. Yeah.
Dude, you're so the hook. You are the hooker.
I guess
you look
that...
a little effeminate. I think you could be mistaken for a woman. You're the hook.
I know.
Is that what you're thinking? Or am I just thinking?
I'm not ruling it out.
Okay.
Because he's seeming like sort of so one-dimensional, so wholesome that, you know, it's like...
Yeah.
There's got to be something
there's
else.
No chemistry between them, though, right?
No, I mean, and it makes Trina seem like not that interesting a person either. You know, like she's not
Did they sleep together? Did they have sex? Do we think they did?
So I don't remember, but I don't think so.
Okay. Good.
I don't know.
Good. I hope not.
But and also when he said it was their 3-month anniversary, it's like, what kind of a guy does that? You know,
the guy that creeps you out.
Yeah.
The guy that makes you run. Like the guy that makes you go, okay, like, I'm out of here.
Red flag.
Every color flag. Yeah.
Yeah. You're better off with the ex-con 2 tables over.
Yeah. In his like weird, like plaid puffy shirt thing that was so
He's seeming sort of uncomfortable in his own skin, isn't he, Spencer now? I don't know what that,
but I was glad to see him again. I'm always glad to see him.
Yeah, there's the potential for something interesting with him.
Yeah, when will he see the prenatal vitamins? That's the big question. The prenatal vitamins, oh my god, they're everywhere.
Why not leave them right in the front hall? Nobody will see them there.
In the foyer.
I know.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Finn to be like, oh my god. Yeah. And like, I was like, Finn and Elizabeth today, I was like, yes, call it off. Nobody wants it together. Just call it freaking off.
I know. There was a lot of, like bad story development and uninspired writing, I thought.
Uninspired writing,
Like I would say, like between Elizabeth and her father, which was a pretty long conversation. It was
nothing.
I felt nothing, and it felt sort of abstract. I was like, what are we supposed to be caring about here? You know,
would you say it was a nothing burger?
If you want me to, I'll say
that. I do. I want you
to. It was a nothing burger, Gina.
A nothing burger. It really was. I mean, he was he's just soft and puffy and I don't like
that. And kind of expressionless, right? He has sort of a vacant look on his face.
Yeah. And it's like he was kind of like balls in your court. And it's like, well, what's that mean? You and your wife are monsters.
And then, well, it also begs the question, why did they stay together if he was cheating on her all the time?
And right.
Also, kept saying the same thing, like in a not even a slightly different way. He just was repeating himself, and it's like, I don't know. I wasn't able to conjure up any sort of emotional reaction, you know?
Right. There was nothing in me that felt like saying, Elizabeth, don't lose touch with him. You know, so, you know, I was like, there was nothing in me that felt like Elizabeth should reach out, you know, in any way. I was like, yep, let him go. Get on your plane.
Like it seems like she's trying her best to like act, you know, and like stir up some emotion, but it's like there's nothing to work with.
Well, and she needs a sandwich so badly.
Yes, she does. You could see like her bone structure with that shirt.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Like, oh my gosh.
I know.
I'm worried about a couple of our actors. They need sandwiches. We need a sandwich cart brought in stat.
Yeah, we do. I don't, but
that's what the old man says when he sees a skinny woman. He's like, she needs a sandwich. You know, I'm like, and that always makes me feel better about myself. I'm like, well, I've had a sandwich, so I'm safe. I look like I've had a couple sandwiches.
I look like I've had a 6-foot sub.
That sounds good.
Doesn't
it? What would you have in it? Avocado?
That'd be nice.
Tomato, lettuce, pickles, what else? A mayo. White bread. Could it be white bread, even though that's wrong?
Yeah. And maybe like a nice mild cheese, like a Monterey Jack.
A Monterey Jack.
Or a pepper jack.
Maybe
even.
We could put a couple cheeses in. There's no meat. That's our protein.
Why are we doing this now? I had pie for dinner.
I haven't had any supper yet. I'm hungry. I've had nothing but vodka since like 4 o'clock.
I've been working. What can I say? I've been working. Two pieces of apple pie.
Hey, is this still from Thanksgiving? It's got to be rotten.
No, this was like a frozen pie. It was like a backup pie in case anybody needed apple pie. And you know what? I needed apple
you
pie.
You needed
today.
It, yeah. You've already revealed that the offspring does not like pie.
Yeah,
so that was
yeah.
all you. That's all you.
All me. I know. I know. I act like I'm thinking of everyone. It's like
I no. opened the van door today when we were like loading up stuff, and there's like chips down in the well. I'm like, oh, that was me. That was me the other night on the way home.
Oh, gee.
Bad
gosh.
Move. Bad,
We're a
bad
mess.
Move. I know. What are you going to do?
Nothing.
The doctors keep you on the prescriptions and it sorts everything out. They're like, just take your pills.
It sorts everything out, yeah.
Don't Google anything. Just take your pills. Stop telling me
just
your
behave.
Problems.
Just pipe down. Pipe down.
Exactly. I'm like, but I've got it. And they're like, just don't
hold
Google
still.
Anything.
Just stop talking to your egg.
Take your prescription and get out of here. I'm like, why did we have this appointment? I could have just stayed home, you know.
Nurse, hold her still.
I guess they don't get paid if you don't come in or something. Is that what it? I'm like, why did we have, you know, like, it's like yeah. everything was good. Like, why did I have to come in?
Yeah, you know? I think like, that's why.
Maybe you needed your $5 copay.
Yeah. Well,
your copay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
They're getting a bit more than that from your insurance.
I guess. Yeah. From
and
insurance.
Maybe they just find you interesting on a.
I don't think he does.
On another level. Somebody's writing some sort of a paper.
He was like, how you doing? I'm like, well, I'm just getting fatter and older. He's like, yeah, me too. I'm like, yeah. Like I'm trying to do the low carb thing. He's like, oh, he's like, I know, I but like carbohydrates are so good. I'm like, yeah, they really are, aren't they? You know, like we had like a little moment together about carbohydrates, you know.
That sounds like my kind of doctor.
Yeah. At one point he said, like, whatever test I had done, whatever something on my goiter or whatever, and he was like oh, we didn't get the results. He's like, oh, that acumen, they suck. I'm like, it's funny. I'm like, my doctor just said somebody sucks, you know. He's young. He's kind of young.
That already sounds a bit jaded, but that's okay. Did you
I
tell
know,
him about
care.
The? Did you tell him about the podcast?
No, I should have worn a t-shirt. You know?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, this definitely.
He's just my thyroid guy. Like I've got different guys. Yeah. He's like. And I realize, like, when you're in the waiting room, you're like, oh, I look super good compared to everybody else in here. You know, he's like, get out. You know, he's like, you know, you still got, you haven't had your feet amputated yet or anything.
You know,
like,
know, what are you complaining about?
Like, what are you doing in here? I'm like, you told me to come. You know, like, and I'm always trying to breathe. He's like, how you doing? I'm like, well, I've got this digestive problem and I've got skin tags. Is any of this related to your department? He's like, nope, just keep taking your pills. Okay. Get out.
Yeah. That sounds like the perfect environment to wear your Tano t-shirt, Gia.
I should have. I'm sorry. Yeah. I did not. I'm
That's
sorry.
That's okay.
I haven't just attracted anybody mind. New and I haven't checked our numbers lately. I are we okay?
We're okay. Yeah.
We're okay.
Our podcast is about as healthy as we are.
No. That's terrible. That's terrible. Oh crap. What can we do? Do we need to bring in a guest speaker or something? Huh?
Well, yeah, or be sharper.
But who would? Maybe. We've been so shitty about everybody, all the actors, you know.
I know. We'll think of something. But I don't want to lose track cuz there were other
Okay,
things.
let's get back on it. Get back on it. What do you want to talk about?
I'm afraid there's
Nicholas?
Not a lot for the gratitude journal. Although I did like Ava. Yeah. It was lovely to see Ava.
Ava did a nice job with all that. I love when she said, get blinking, or whatever she said. Let's get blinking.
I know. Yeah. That was good. Yeah. There are
because,
a couple
like,
of good lines.
Because, like, that's
hysterical
that like, they had the guy there, and he's like, oh, wait, you know, he's got something to say. You know,
And so that was good to see Ava and Ryan. And then also, like, Sunny. The Sunny-Ava dynamic is interesting now, I think.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, I mean, it seems like he sort of cares about her on some level.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
And I agree with him. Like, Nicholas is bad news. Stay away. Like, well, that would be the best thing. Just drop him. Just get out of that.
At this point, because he's just can't, I don't know. It's like he can't walk and chew gum, that guy, you know?
Nicholas, yeah.
Yeah.
I love the scenes where Esme's like, you know, shoveling breakfast in her mouth. Like, oh, yeah. You know, like, well, like, I don't know. And she's instilling doubt in Elizabeth's mind, which is great.
She's
very clever. Yeah.
In her head. Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. I like it. I like Esme. I mean,
I don't. I'm still not there.
Kill me. Whatever. Sue me. I think she's funny. And I like Ace.
Oh, jeez.
But yeah, and the big bottles of the prenatal vitamins. Oh my gosh!
Everywhere.
So we're gonna assume that Finn's going to assume that Elizabeth is pregnant with Nicholas's child. Is that what's going on?
I know that's one direction he might take it. Yeah.
Yeah. What other direction could he take it? That Esme's there.
Guess he might think of that separately. Yeah, he might think Esme's there.
He's not that bright.
Yeah, I don't know either. Yeah, he's. He's definitely a little brighter than some, but yeah.
Is he?
No,
I'm tired of Finn. I don't know. Yeah. What does Finn bring into the table?
Not that much these days.
Not that much.
He was a lot. I liked him better with Anna. It seemed like he had a little more sass.
He
was a little sort of stronger, maybe. I don't know.
Well, speaking of Anna, maybe we should shift to the Anna
Valentine
Martin Valentine little storyline. What's going on there?
Like three stooges.
What do you think of that whole thing?
Well, we knew like when Anna and Valentine are together, the whole is not greater than the sum of its parts.
No,
right?
They're just plain daft.
like he waltzes right up to the house, and then they're blaming Martin for leading. You know,
Martin led everybody there. Yeah, yeah.
Like sure.
I do want to say that I really like those pillows.
Yeah,
with the deer, the sort of stag deer.
Yeah, okay.
The sort of red. I don't know what there's going on there, but I'd like to know where they got them. I'd like to get them.
Okay,
for my own
all right,
abode.
Gia. Make a note of that.
Okay. If you see them anywhere, let me know.
Okay, sure.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. But I thought Martin held his own in that scene. He was pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely as competent as
they were. Especially for somebody that's recovering from eating an entire hummingbird cake.
That's true, on the pier.
He and Valentine eating the whole cake, which I kind of like. We didn't talk about that. It was like,
we didn't.
I like that.
Yeah, that's where our world sort of overlapped powerfully.
We could do that. Cake together. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure we probably have at some point.
Probably.
Oh, I don't know, though. I don't know if we've eaten a lot together. Have we?
I feel like you're usually in the salty domain when I'm in the sweet
domain. I know. Yeah. It takes me a while to get in the sugar thing. But once I'm in, I'm in, like, with, you know, both feet. I'm like, bring it.
Yeah.
You know.
Uh-huh.
I like the idea of the hummingbird cake, too.
Yeah, I do, too. Yeah, maybe someday if we ever get together in person, we'll have a hummingbird cake.
Yeah. It's possible that it could happen this upcoming summer.
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Depending on your capacity to house us. And
That would be no trouble at all.
In a manner to which we are
fitting.
Accustomed.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm kind of kidding. if we can make it, you know, financially feasible, it could happen and we could eat hummingbird cake.
Yeah, that would be so fun. That would be so fun. And then we could broadcast together in a room.
Oh,
I wonder how
could,
that would affect our performance.
Performance and our ratings. Could we do it? Like, I wonder, like, would it hurt us or help us to have a visual component?
I think you know the answer to that, Gina.
That'd be very bad, wouldn't it?
We look because nothing like Gia us. And Keisha from General Hospital
the real
America.
Gia and Keisha, but yeah. No. I think they know that those aren't, that's not our real names.
I think I look more like Elizabeth's dad.
I look more like Elizabeth's mom.
Yeah. That's who people would think we were.
Yeah. I don't even actually, I look more like Heather Weber than anybody else on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's going on there? What the hell? What the hell's going on there? What the hell?
Well,
I don't even know.
I know there are a few developments, and obviously the biggest one was when she like let herself into Ryan's cell, which is
was
weird because.
And she said something about blah, blah, blah for the first time or blah, 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 you know, like, and it was like, what?
Yeah.
So do they have a history or they don't have a history or
well,
I don't
know.
It
seems like we're being led to believe they have a history, although I don't know if we could trace it back. You know, I don't know if we could verify that. They're relying on our weak brains again, which, you know, probably a safe bet.
It really is. Yeah.
Yeah. but I was wondering, like, timeline-wise, how long has she been there, and why would she just now be letting herself into his cell? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And what's her game? What's she,
right?
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people are starting to like say that she is Esme's mom.
What?
Yeah, I saw that in the the feeds and stuff, you know.
Oh God. I changed my Facebook page thing and haven't let a lot of people in.
Yeah, I gotta stop it because I really don't like it when I see all these theories and stuff.
Yeah, so I haven't really been privy to a lot of these online theories. Yeah. Could she be? Could she be? I guess she could be. I mean, we don't know anything about Esme, really.
I guess we don't. And we don't know where Heather was at certain points. I guess she hasn't always been locked up somewhere.
Oh, right. Okay.
But
all right. Well, I like the scene with she and Sunny.
Yeah, I did too. I thought.
Kind of
and she was so annoyed, right? Because she thought she really had a shot at getting out if she could
ID'd
the driver.
I like the discussion of the BLT.
Yeah.
And melts in your mouth and all that. That was fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think we need a reminder of what Heather has done. Because I'm really liking her so much, I feel like I need to be reminded that is she a murderer?
She might be a murderer, but maybe like Ava, you know, she's got enough interesting qualities that you can
overlook.
She's
like chained up like she's been, you know, the worst ever.
Right. But she seems like she's sort of mild now. Like if she's like sitting at Kelly's eating a sandwich, you know, she's not like. She's not avoiding like getting caught again. You know, she didn't seem to mind any of that. So, she's just sort of having fun with all of this, I guess.
Yeah, I like her a lot. I really do.
She is a fresh bit of energy. Yeah.
Fresh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did they have all the snacks on display at Spring Ridge this time?
I don't think they did, no.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to go if they're not going to have the yogurt-covered pretzels.
I know, and this time of year, it seems like they should have, like, candy canes and stuff and a tree.
Right, exactly. We've just barely cleared Thanksgiving in hospital.
But then at Rice Plaza, somehow it's
Rice
like a
Plaza
market
really
now, right?
Like it's like crazy Christmas crazy, yeah.
You can buy stuff there now.
Yeah. I haven't gotten there yet myself. I need to get there. Do you have any decorations up or anything?
No. No, I don't, Gia.
Are you gonna? You gonna have a tree?
I don't think so. I was going to maybe throw some lights up.
No tree? Why no tree?
Well, I'd like to get a live tree and then plant it sometime.
Don't you live kind of out in the wilderness where you could go get a tree?
Yeah. I don't know. I guess
I urge you to get a tree.
All right, I'll think about it. Okay, I'll think about it, Gia.
Okay.
Okay.
I like having a tree, but I have a young cat.
Yeah, you have the kitty. Yeah, and I have.
She's like two now, but still dastardly. Kitty-like.
Yeah.
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 So
I don't know if the dogs would respond well to a tree either.
Really?
Although they see the whole house as a tree, so
yeah.
You know.
I'm putting up a tree but outside, like on the porch with lights, just kind of for the neighbors.
Yeah, okay.
There's so many things, so like I can't put out because a cat just like it's like, oh, for me, you know.
Uh-huh. Like, yeah. Yeah.
But that's okay. I love the kitty.
Yeah,
but,
it's a good kitty. Good kitty. Yeah.
Oh, she's an excellent kitty. But you should have a tree. You should definitely have a tree.
All right, all right. Easy does it, Gia. Okay.
Come on.
Maybe it'll
and
happen.
Eggnog? And eggnog.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know.
You know what's good is eggnog in coffee. I haven't had that in a while. I might have to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, I go back and forth on eggnog. Right now it sounds kind of gross to me, but I do like it sometimes. Yeah, I don't know.
I think when I'm visiting my dad, I'm probably going to have eggnog and rum and coffee and just start my day that way and then just like careen through the whole
just sort of list
just
to one
like
side.
a list listing exactly and that'll be how it goes.
That'll be fun for everyone watching you.
I think it'll probably be for the best.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, you gotta do what
sometimes
you gotta do.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I get it.
Just cause.
You know. Yeah, and speaking of unattractive drunks.
Oh, God. Other than me, who else?
Cody. How painful
Cody was
that
scene? Southwestern shirt, and I like that Sam is like, yep, on
She's
TV.
Not even hiding it anymore. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. I feel like I'm not sure we got... I don't know if we got enough of an explanation for why she's decided that it's okay to just... treat him that way, you know?
Well, I guess maybe not, but I'm concerned about what is she gonna find out about Dante. What's this hidden?
It sounds pretty ominous according
to
Cody.
It really does. Like, was there a murder or something?
Right But I can't picture Dante like sort of not having this heaviness about him, you know, if there was something that was that bad in his past.
What
I mean?
But he's definitely like playing it down and trying to get Sam to move on, and, you know, which is a little sketchy on his part. Yeah. But yeah, Cody's despicable. Yeah. Nothing good about him.
Yeah. And when he said like, it was kind of telling, and I don't know if this was deliberate, but when he was like saying how like for a minute there, he had his inheritance and Britt. And I thought like the fact that he listed the inheritance before Britt.
Yeah, and it kind of also in the same breath, like it's the same.
Yeah,
kind
yeah,
of
same.
Idea.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that makes
possessions.
Him seem like a shithead.
He's a shithead. He is a shithead.
A shithead. Yeah. I wish he would leave and take a bunch of people with him.
But I don't think he is. I think Britt's.
No,
leaving,
I don't think so
not.
Either.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm glad we're having the big blowout party at least with Britt. That'll be fun.
Oh, Britt. Yeah. I wish she would let Terry in on her health diagnosis.
Maybe she will. I'm looking forward to seeing Terry and Yuri at the party.
Yeah, that could be fun. If they do the red carpet, we'll have a lot of...
Yeah, there's going to be a red carpet. There'll probably be a lot of like photos and Instagrams and TikToks and what have you. I don't know. Do you TikTok yet? Do you know about TikTok?
I've heard of the TikTok.
Do you know how to tick or talk or twit?
Twit. Oh, God.
I don't do any of those things, but.
The party. We got a little ways to go before we get to that party, I think.
Yeah, that's true. But I feel like that'll be her last hurrah, and she'll be probably out of there shortly after.
Yeah, maybe. Sadly. It's possible. And I don't want to think about that. I feel like.
Okay.
She's still one of our good characters, you know?
She is, yeah. I liked the interaction between she and Terry. That was kind of nice, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. seemed like it could have, if they'd hung out together more, it's possible. I would think Terry would notice the symptoms, like Austin.
Right, right. You know? Yeah, for sure. So, yeah.
She'll probably be the next one to figure it out.
Maybe. Yeah. What else do we have? We have, you kind of touched on Felicia and Robert.
Oh, Felicia. And they're finally figuring out the diamonds, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And that was kind of most, it seemed like Felicia led the way there, you know?
Yeah. Well, she's a prime, you know, spy. She's the only one that's competent. Well, no, Laura's competent, but, you know.
Yeah. But seems like Felicia's definitely the one who's
she's
the most
brains.
Yeah, she's alert. She's on her game all the time.
She's alert. She's awake.
You know. Yeah.
She's not riddled by arthritis.
Right. They're probably all clouded over with meds also. So, you know, can't blame them for not picking up on things, you know.
Yeah, but we don't know what is the message going to be, like, don't freeze the world or freeze the world or I don't know.
It'll probably like set some like large like space needle in motion, you know, or something.
Something
blast the planet. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be some stupid sort of James Bondian ridiculous.
Yeah. I don't think that's necessary. I feel like we could do just fine without the stupid, you know.
Probably. It's a little bit enjoyable just kind of in a legacy way because it's like, the Ice Princess. Yeah, it's kind of mildly fun.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I guess.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But. I don't know. I don't know. What else do we have? Anything else? Or do we kind of cover everything?
Oh, I think we touched on quite a bit, Gia. Yeah. And then there were like all kinds of people that didn't show up in the last few days. So their storylines are sort of on hold a little bit.
They're on hold, for the moment. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe they'll come back. It felt like a couple of sort of placeholder days, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. They got to do that, you know.
Yeah. I just don't know if they have to keep revisiting some of these topics, you know, if they're not going to evolve in some way, you know, that makes them more interesting, like Marshall's storyline.
What is going on there? I don't know. Who cares?
Yeah.
I'm sad about what they've done to Curtis as a character. Mm-hmm. I feel like I used to like him and now I find him unlikable.
And
they did that to us.
They took away a good character.
Yeah. And Portia too, you know, they made her giggly and annoying and
vapid.
That's a great word. Wow. Why'd you learn that word?
It's in my head a lot. I don't get to use it very often. Yeah.
Vapid. Whenever you think of me, vapid.
Oh no, Gia, never.
Gosh, I don't want to know what you think when you think of me. Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Oh, come on, Gia.
Okay, but that's a great word. So they kind of did those two characters in. I don't like them anymore. I kind of do like Marshall a little bit, which is amazing.
It's like that effect, like with the Cyrus Victor thing, you know, like suddenly Cyrus isn't so bad next to Victor. And now, like, Marshall next to these two idiots, and suddenly he seems like he's got a little substance.
I dig Cyrus. I don't know. Will we see Cyrus anymore now that we've sprung Nicholas? I don't know, you know.
Spencer. Yeah, I think we'll
Spencer. Sorry. Yeah.
Well, no, that's okay. We'll have to see him, but I don't know how they're going to pull that off.
Did he carve those little birds?
I don't know. Were they just little loose birds?
I think so. I'm not sure what was going on there. I don't know. I liked it though. Yeah. They were a little bit whimsical.
They were. Birds. And I liked Spencer's reaction. He seemed like he sort of was sincerely pleased, you know.
Yeah, he kind of lit up about it.
Yeah. That was fun.
I liked it. Yeah. I'm
Uh-huh.
like,
Yeah.
I would get excited about a little bird like that as a gift, I think.
Sure, but then I was thinking, like, if I didn't, we didn't know at that point that Spencer was going to get sprung in an hour.
No.
But you know, it
And
seemed like if he'd gone
yeah.
back to his cell with those little birds, something bad would have happened.
I could be. It could have been shoved up his butt or something. I don't know.
I was gonna say broken, but I suppose yes,
That could
could have
break
been
some
used as some sort of a suppository, Gia.
sort of projectile.
I apologize, America.
I'm a little punchy. It's late. I haven't had any supper.
I
I have
know,
had
I
some
know.
vodka.
Yeah. Then I'm just running on pie, so
Running
it's not a
on pie, like,
run, not a
yeah.
very solid combination here.
Did you have whipped cream or ice cream with it or anything with it?
Ice cream, ice
Oh,
cream. I could have
nice.
whipped some cream, but no, I had
Yeah.
ice cream. Yeah.
Vanilla.
Yeah.
That's nice. I like that. I
Yeah.
live vicariously through your sweets. I don't have any sweets going here,
I'm sorry. Yeah, I couldn't. I don't know if I could really enjoy pie without ice cream.
Well, certain pies call out for ice cream or whipped cream. I mean, really, any pie
Yeah,
calls out for whipped
something like
cream, but
that. Yeah.
yeah. But
Anyway.
yeah, vanilla with an apple pie, that's delightful.
Yeah. Mrs.
Very
Smith.
rich.
We went with the
Very
Mrs. Smith apple pie. It was
rich.
classic.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
So,
All
yeah,
right.
there
Well,
you
we should
go.
probably end things since we're just
Yeah.
talking about pie now.
I know. It's hard to listen to, isn't it?
It's hard to listen to if you don't have any pie. That's when it's hard to listen to, and I don't. So I gotta go eat like scrambled eggs or something.
yuck. Okay. All right, Gia.
Okay, well, if there's anybody listening, we appreciate it.
Yeah,
And
we really do. We do.
yeah, and you know, tell us what we're doing wrong and
And
no, don't
we'll
no,
do slightly less of it.
yeah, we do the less of it. We'll try to do something else. I don't know.
Okay, Gia. Well,
Okay,
you
Keish. Well, we'll talk to you in a few days.
okay, maybe drink some water there, kid. Okay.
I'll settle down. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, Gia.
All
Have a
right.
good night.
All right, you too. We'll talk to you
Okay.
soon.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.